Keep on believing.
Keep on believing.
Why is that the title of your project?
Well, you see, a lot of people start and stop. And this is a formality that we came up with to encourage people don't just start and stop. You're not given to the one to start and stop, you know. It's going to the end. So that we decided to record that and keep on believing.
Okay.
And believe in what you're doing, you know.
And that's very important.
Mm-hmm, right.
And how important is your music?
Well, we have a unique style of, well, it's on the gospel style. And there doesn't too many groups sing the style that we sing on. We got our own style. And it carries a message. It's where people can really understand what we are doing.
Let me ask you about a couple of songs, okay? You mentioned that your style carries a message. No more mountains to climb. Tell us about that message.
Well, when you reach the climate, there will be no more mountains. And we decided that we would put that in, too. Also, we have some more that we worked on and got them. They carry the message, too. On the cross, and I thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, just that carries a message too. I thank God for what He's done for us, you know.
Right.
That gives Him, you got to give God the praise and honor, because without Him, there's nothing we can do.
Our guest is David Terrell of the True Believers of Jackson, Mississippi. David, who are some of the members of the True Believers?
Well, I have a preacher in the group named Reverend Dimas Forrest. And one of these singers, Curly Butt. And I have a guitar player, Lee McLeod. And my son, Leo Sorrell, is bass player.
You guys have been together, you said, what, over 20 years?
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you have definitely been believing.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, sir. And also keeping the faith too.
Okay. Now that brings me to my next question.
Uh-huh.
Would you explain to maybe young folks or anybody who's interested in the music industry how tough it is, how you have to pay your dues, even if you're trying to spread the word of God? You have to do that, don't you?
Right. You have to keep the faith. I mean, it's a struggle, you know, trying to do the will of God, you know, with all this turmoil that's going on, you know. And I appreciate the young fellows that I have with me are not in the drug business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could be out doing other things other than trying to praise God. And I appreciate them. And we're trying to carry the message to show the other people, other young men, you know, that the reality and serving the true and living God.
Now, let's get back on your project. Now, there's a song called I Know a Man from Galilee. Did you have a good time doing that song?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It seems like it's a happy song. It seems like you're just praising the Lord. Let everybody know that, hey, I know Jesus. Tell us about that song, would you?
Well, that's a message to let people know that what Christ can do for you, where He can bring you from. You know, we know the man, and we're trying to distribute His word that other people can pick it up and follow us, you know, by us knowing the man.
How hard is it trying to get your music out, being from Jackson, Mississippi, living in Jackson, Mississippi? Is it a struggle?
Well, you know, it's anything that you go in now, it's be the problem, you know, because if you don't have no problems, you know, if something's wrong, you're going to have problems. That's your trials and tribulations. You know, Lord put us through those trials to see if we really mean what we are doing. And so it's a struggle with trying to keep things going, you know.